AgBioScience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
I always get more value from people who do stuff outside of what I do on a daily basis. Their perspectives, the way they've solved problems, I can always apply some gem or anecdote to what I'm doing, whether it's my business or whatever I'm doing, personally or professionally. It helps me be better.
Welcome to Ag Bioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinova CEO, Mitch Fraser.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. Venture capital has become synonymous with innovation, and one venture firm is turning to an event featuring world-renowned artists, actors, sports athletes, and a multi-million dollar pitch competition to bring new light to innovation across multiple sectors of the economy. Here to share more is Elevate Ventures CEO Toph Day, also the mastermind of Rally. Toph, welcome back to Ag Bioscience.
Hello, Mitch. I don't think I've ever been called a mastermind. That's a lot to live up to.
It is a lot. The bar is really, really high, Toph. And before we get into Rally, I know you're excited about Rally. You're wearing the swag. Before we get into it, we have to set the table here with venture. A lot of conversation right now around what's happening in venture. Elevate, one of the most active, I think the most active venture investor, seed and angel investor here in the Great Lakes region. Top 20, I believe, in the world. Give us a perspective. What's happening in venture capital right now?
So one quick fun pitch book league tables just came out for the last quarter, and we were number two in the United States.
That's incredible.
It was insane. Last year, we did one deal every 2.33 business days. Venture capital right now, it's an interesting time. The last 2 years has been really painful for founders. And cash trapping, there's rifts that are going on, people having to restructure companies, do bridges, et cetera. And we were looking at the publicly available data here over the last several months. It does appear that we might be at the very beginnings of venture capital coming back to kind of where it was historically. I'm a little nervous with what we just had with people believing that we're headed towards a recession. So we might see that dip down again. But we had like initial green shoots of it returning to its norms. I don't think we're out of the woods yet. If I'm a founder, I think, you know, high growth used to be the thing. And I think now cash flow break even and, you know, has been the thing for the last couple of years.
It's that balance though, isn't it? We went through growth for growth's sake, drive top line. Not even top line, drive recurring revenue,
yes.
Top line. And now we're almost the point of, you know, let's control growth. Let's really focus on burn. Are we going to get back to the middle?
I think there is a happy medium. I honestly have believed that sometimes VCs do founders a disservice by pressuring this 100, 150% growth for growth's sakes, as you just said.
Right.
And it really causes, I think, sometimes for bad decisions, and it might be false growth and where they really haven't found their ICP yet.
ICP, ideal customer profile.
Ideal customer profile. And so maybe they had one or two customers that really aren't in that ICP that they land a contract with,
right.
Got an expansion or two, but that's not really going to be a long-term customer. And now they have a $1, $2, $3, $4 million hit 3, 4, 5 years in, and it causes real damage to the company.
You have a portfolio at Elevate, roughly 400 companies as
yes.
I looked at PitchBook. Anything that you can share sort of across that perspective, that's a really unique seat to have, 400 in the portfolio. Any things that you can pull out in terms of successes and maybe on the other side of the balance sheet, any challenges that you're seeing there, almost universal?
I think it goes back to the basics. So this concept of MELFO, so market, entrepreneur, legal, financial, operational. And so just the basics in each of those categories. When it comes to market, is there a pain and are you building a customer-centric solution and some level of proven market demand? Now, all these categories get more complex as you grow, but like that's the basics of market. Entrepreneur, can you sell the thing? Can you build the thing? Basics, right? And if you don't have one or the other, get the other one. Legal, do you have a clean cap table, right? Do you have good legal documents? Financial, do you have a model that's believable? And some people will disagree with me on this. I just don't believe in the early days that you throw together models that have 100% plus growth. It's okay. 40% growth is awesome still, right? I have friends who built multi-$100 million companies at 10% growth year over year. Now, venture-backed is probably going to look for a little bit more than 10% growth. But the point being that just don't show these crazy hockey sticks for hockey stick stakes. And then the last one's operational. So narrow and deep, right? Go-to-market strategy. please don't go to market trying to see you're going to do PLG, enterprise, and channel strategy all at the same time. It doesn't work. I've tried it, actually. It doesn't work. Tried it twice, actually. It doesn't work. And a lot of companies never get to one or the other. They do one, and they can exit for $1 billion or multi-hundred million dollars and never get out of the first go-to-market strategy. So narrow and deep, keep it simple. Those are the basics that cross any type of business.
When you look at the portfolio of those 400 companies today, what is so impressive, I think, what you and the team at Elevate have built for more than a decade now, is this ability to invest across sectors, across multiple sectors. That cross-sector component is key to Rally, the big event coming up August 27th, August 28th. Share more about what Rally is designed to do in context of this current venture environment.
So just talking about a quick personal experience over 25 years, 27 years, 8 businesses, 7 verticals. I always, and I continue today, I always get more value from people who do stuff outside of what I do on a daily basis. Their perspectives, the way they've solved problems, I can always apply some gem or anecdote to what I'm doing, whether it's my business or whatever I'm doing, personally or professionally, that helps me be better. And so you combine that with a productivity boom, the disruption of data and technology faster than ever with all businesses. No longer are we just starting a software company, a hard tech company, an ag bioscience company. There's all of these other sectors and expertise that we need to bring things to market today. So I think that's the real magic. And I think that's also part of maybe Elevate success is getting to see and interact with so many different types of businesses. You can draw off of successes and failures from a different industry and provide that feedback to another industry. We also have 60 operating partners. So we couldn't do this all by ourselves, right? So we have 60 operating partners that we leverage to serve on boards, be board observers, to be SMEs during diligence. It really does take a village, a cross-sector village and disparate stakeholders to pull this stuff off.
And you're going to bring that village to life August 27th, August 28th here in Indianapolis. What can we expect?
Yes. So magic. That's what we can expect. So creative convergence. Creative convergence is the theme of this year. And so that's why we launched Rally. The world has changed. The way we do business, the way we bring a product to market, the way we serve on foundations, the way we do philanthropy, it's changed forever. And so we launched Rally to be the world's largest cross-sector innovation conference. We like to say that innovation does not happen by investor and entrepreneur alone. There's also this other thing called disparate stakeholders. And those are foundational leaders, philanthropic leaders, policymakers, educational leaders. All of these folks have a hand in the innovation pie. And we just didn't see anywhere else in the world that was bringing together intentionally cross-sector, disparate stakeholders globally, one place, one time. We focused on these early years on software, hard tech, ag biosciences, sports tech, healthcare, entrepreneurship. I feel like I missed one. But 6 studios.
You've got the most important
one. Yes, exactly. I mean, ag biosciences, come on. That's where it all is. I love what you've always said, right? It's the only industry that impacts every human every day.
Amen.
It's amazing.
And it's so true.
Yeah, see, we're on the same wavelength. So then we have a $5 million pitch competition. It's like, we got to give this thing some appeal, right? So we have a $5 million pitch competition, which is one of the largest in the world. I think it's tied for the largest in the world. And so we had 344 applications this year from 12 countries, 38 states, 4 Canadian provinces. And it's insane. And the competition was even steeper this year than it was last year. I am so fired up about these finalists. They have gone through the gauntlet to get here. We had about 100 advisors and coaches help these companies get ready. And we just listened to all the final pitches here just last week. And it's going to be awesome.
I can't wait. Who should attend? Who should be finding their way to a computer, a phone, whatever right now to get tickets?
If we put some labels on some folks, I'd say, you know, investors, entrepreneurs, CEOs, the startups, the scale-ups, the corporates even, educational leaders, foundational leaders, policymakers, legislators, all of those folks should attend. But I would put it more simply like this. If you want to live in a better world, you should attend. And whether you want to better yourself, and it's true, right? There are things that happen at Rally that are so unexpected. I'll just give you one example. A lady comes up last year. She was really passionate about cold plunges, doing some research, hadn't gotten into it yet, meets, and I wish I could remember the names, but meets some other person there who's like some apparently like quasi world-renowned expert on cold plunges. And in 30 minutes, she learned, you know, what she would take her 6 months to research. And she was so fired up because like, she's like, this is going to transform my life. I just know it. I can feel it. It could be business. You find a lead for your Series A. Another person walked away with like 30, 40 prospects that they never thought they would get. It's just one thing after another that happened. That's the whole magic of cross-sector people, disparate stakeholders coming together one place, one time.
We're going to look at what the future of Rally looks like and maybe take a look back on last year's successes. We'll do it right after this. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
From berries to dairies, from crop advisors to data analyzers, Indiana Farm Bureau is at the forefront of the top issues impacting Indiana agriculture. No matter your role in the ag industry, Indiana Farm Bureau membership means you'll always have a champion and an advisor. And because so much of your time is focused on your own enterprise, it's also good to know Indiana Farm Bureau is always working to fight for the future of agriculture. We come together to advocate for rural viability, the protection of property rights, competitive tax policies, and against burdensome regulations. Whether our members need a door opened, an impact in public policy, or an ally to strengthen their communities, Indiana Farm Bureau is there. We are the unified voice for all agriculture. To learn more about the benefits of Indiana Farm Bureau membership, go to infb.org.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. Talking with Toph Day, CEO of Elevate Ventures, mastermind of Rally. Toph, we were just taking a look back at who should come to Rally, but I want to look back at last year. Last year was the first year for Rally. You and I teamed up on the food and ag track. Just incredible. One of the pitch competition winners was a California-based company called Palco. She's already moved the business here. She's doing some amazing work. That's the success that I remember. Share more about some of these other successes, maybe even shine a little bit more light on what's happening at Palco.
I love that you mentioned Palco. She just passed $1 million in revenue.
Oh, that's so good.
She is on fire. I mean, she's made a dog food, but vegetarian, like great ingredients. And people are humanizing their pets. And so what she's bringing to market is a product that's definitely desired. There's market demand for it. So we're super fired up about her. We have funded four of the five pitch competition winners from last year. And another one of them has gone on to in the process of getting a major investment from a global strategic investor. I can't talk about it yet because it's not closed and they probably should be the ones to announce that. But we're really excited about that. Another one has set up operations for manufacturing. That's Exponent. And Edgetown Research has garnered multiple customers from their experience at Rally. And so we're fired up. All four of the five that we funded are on fire, making it happen. The fifth one wanted to expand here, but there were some reasons that they couldn't. And so that's all good. We're still great friends with them as well. I look back at last year, we had over 3,000 people. And I think we had people that came from, it was over 15 countries. I can't remember the exact numbers now, like 39 or 40 states and five Canadian provinces. And, you know, honestly, Mitch, like I didn't know what to expect in the first year. And there was a moment of sheer terror that happened twice. The night before I went to bed and I'm like, what if nobody shows up? And then that morning, getting ready to go on stage to welcome everyone, I couldn't see out front. And I'm like, what if I go out there and there's 50 people there? And so, you know, when we take risks in life, sometimes we don't know what's going to happen, but I believe that people, when like we interact with folks in the nonprofit world and the startup world and the scale-up world and corporate world, et cetera, just felt in my core that people wanted a new venue, a new reason to come together. We'd just come out of COVID, right, a couple of years ago, and we just needed something new and different and energizing that could have global impact.
I'm so glad you mentioned risk because you see the smoke and the lights and you see what happened last year on stage. You had Magic Johnson. I mean, it was crazy, right? Just crazy. But that seed of doubt, concern, really internalizing risk, it's a real thing. It's a real thing that entrepreneurs that we work with, big companies, other investors, it's a real thing. And you've done a great job combating it and turning it into something really powerful.
I don't want to give away the secrets of the topic of this opening speech this year, but it touches on this issue. And this is one of the biggest opportunities I personally believe that we have as humans, as people, right? No matter what your race or your gender, whatever it is, that just in life in general. But I think there's a perception when someone starts a company or when someone is trying to do something to innovate inside of their corporation or whatever, and this is just human nature. I can't tell you the amount of times I've been told, you know, you don't know what the hell you're doing. No, you're an idiot. The list goes on. I still hear stuff today. And so I think a lot of times when we hear this stuff as humans, it's very easy to say, it's only me. What's wrong with me? Or why, you know, or the world's against me or whatever. No, these are human exchanges, human feelings, human thoughts that exist no matter your race, gender, et cetera. And so the last year especially is just talking with people, opening up and sharing stories, sharing experiences. And every single time, you too. And so if we can just be more open with each other, we can accomplish so much more together.
Well, look back at your career. I mean, how many businesses, 8 businesses you started in a really short period of time? You've raised capital. You've been an investor. That entrepreneurial journey, walk us through it. Because I think, you know, people see, oh, Tove, smart guy, CEO, Elevate Ventures, deploying a ton of cash. He's got it all figured out. This has not been a linear straight path from where you were to where you are.
That's correct. First job was detasseling corn. Second job was putting trash in a dumpster. We were expected to go to college, but there was no money to pay for it. So figured out. I picked up a paintbrush, started painting houses. I know how to paint. I didn't even know the difference between oil and latex paint at the time. I tried to thin a 5-gallon bucket of oil paint with water once.
Didn't work real well.
It didn't work real well. I mean, just like, seriously, being a farm boy, I didn't know that. Maybe I should have thought for a second. So in college, I had 14 employees making $400 net per house. At the peak, we were painting 2 houses a day. And so I graduated with, I can't remember what the exact number was, but let's say less than $5,000 in debt. It's not a lot of debt. And then my first job, I did my normal job at night from 5 to midnight. I would go home and do my normal job so that I could go in the office the next day and casually ask for more responsibility. And when I first did that, you know, my boss was like, get out of here, piddly boy, right? You just graduated from college. What do you know? And after doing that for a few months, just casually and respectfully, et cetera, like, okay, well, here's a contract. Go figure this one out, right? And it accelerated my career fast. I was still an assistant project manager running jobs as a senior project manager at 24 years old. But people didn't see that. My friends used to make fun of me. We'd go to the bars and I'd literally fall asleep on a Saturday night at the bar. I was so tired. But I was having a blast. I loved what I did. And then I did the same thing before starting that first broadband business. I did all the work at night and on weekends, you know, for a year. And that was back in the days where you had this business pro plan with a big red thumbtack that you buy at Best Buy to write a business plan. And you had to write like a 100-page business plan, like literally words, which nobody does anymore. It's like a 15 slide deck, right?
Right.
But yeah, it's just like a professional athlete. We're watching the Olympics right now, like Simone Biles.
Right. Just incredible.
Insane. And so we see Simone up on the stage doing her deal, like, oh my gosh, she's an incredible athlete. But what we don't see, and frankly, if we're honest with ourselves, we don't appreciate for how many years, 10 years, 15 years, getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, the pain, the blood, the sweat, the tears, the failures, trials and tribulations, falling off that beam, Lord knows how many times. And it's easy for us as humans to read a headline and be like, oh, that person's got it so easy, right? Instagram, I talk about that story a little bit sometimes. Failure, failure, failure. Oh, breakthrough, massive exit. So every headline, every success you see someone achieve, there are 1,000 failures and moments of wanting to give up behind it.
And you're going to celebrate that at Rally this year. You have some incredible keynoters, appearances. Give us a quick flyover, August 27, August 28. Who's going to be there? Some of the big names.
So we're going to open up with Tia White. She's our futurist and talking about AI. Incredible story. Single mom, self-taught Python.
Wow.
I think it's going back to Capital One, I believe it was. She goes on maternity leave, and her boss said, when you come back, we're going to create a new position for you, and she's going to take over this thing called AI and figure it out from scratch.
Okay.
Crazy story. Love her. She's amazing. And then we're going to finish that first day with A-Rod. So what he went through, right, his professional baseball career, the transition to investing in innovative companies and sports tech, et cetera.
He's built an incredible portfolio.
Oh, it's insane, right? And sometimes say on these sports figures, like, well, they know about innovation.
Right.
Well, number one, just because if you're playing at the professional leagues in any kind of competition or sport, you've probably done some innovation along your path, right? We could probably learn something from them. And then we open up the next day with Marcus Lemonis. Do you remember the TV show, The Prophet?
Oh, of course.
I'm getting chills right now. I used to watch that show. And what I love about Marcus is his ability to go into any business, different types of businesses, break him down to the basic fundamentals, back to that concept of Melfo.
Absolutely.
And I think his is people, process, and product, I believe it is. But his ability to break any business down, doesn't matter the sector or the type of business, and get to the basics and how you can turn that thing around and be successful. Cannot wait for that. Jan Mardenborough, the movie Gran Turismo, have you seen it on Netflix?
I've not.
So it's about the story of sim racers, and this one particular sim racer Jan Mardenborough, Nissan decides to do a global pitch competition.
Okay.
Or excuse me, a global pitch competition. Pinch competition. I'm kidding. But a global competition with sim racers. And they're like, hey, could we put these people into a real race car, into a real track? What would happen? Global competition. He wins, put into a race car, has won multiple races. But I literally was watching that movie one night. Gets over about 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm so inspired, Mitch. I jump out of bed. I get on LinkedIn. I track him down. He didn't respond for like a month. Actually, it was his manager that responded. But here's what occurred to me. You remember Nike back in the 70s when they went and did these shoe deals with kids and they get people to commit to colleges and all this kind of stuff and blah, blah. That is going to happen with talent. Sim racers, they're tracking who's good and who's not good. So they know, right? All these AI tools that are coming out, we're going to know people who are in their professional adult lives, high schoolers, middle school kids. We are going to know who are really good at these different types of tasks and tools. We are going to see companies going to the high schools and the middle schools, paying for college, $100,000 signing bonus, whatever it is, to commit to my company when you graduate.
That's interesting.
That is going to happen. I think it's already starting to happen. We just haven't seen it, like heard about it yet. But it's going to be commonplace, I believe, the next 5 years.
So you have, what are you going to finish day two with? 28.
So day two finishes with Jan Mardenborough.
And Toph, there are lots of ways you can get tickets. There are lots of people who are shepherding all the things about Rally. Where do you want people to go to get tickets right now?
Go to rallyinnovation.com, rallyinnovation.com, and you can get registered to come check it out.
Can I throw a discount code?
Absolutely.
So take a look in the show notes. We're going to throw a discount code in. I don't know exactly what it'll be yet. We're going to figure it out after we get on doing this, but would love to see you there.
Yeah, absolutely. More the merrier.
The more the merrier, indeed. Toph Day, CEO, Elevate Ventures, mastermind of Rally Innovation Conference. Man, it's so good to see you.
Thank you, sir. Great to see you as well.
And thanks for tuning in to Ag Bioscience. You can always get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you get your podcast. And you can get the latest news at agrinovusindiana.com. You can also check out where we're going to be on the road. I'm Mitch Fraser on behalf of the entire Agrinovus team saying thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovus Indiana, hosted by Mitch Fraser, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you liked today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovusindiana.com.